There was never any doubt Ivan Torkelson would join the American Legion when he returned home from military service in the early 1950s.
It's just like, you know, if your parents are Lutheran, well, you kind of be a Lutheran. Well, my parents were American Legion members, and so it was very natural. When I came home from the service, the next day I was a member of the American Legion because my father made sure that I joined.
The retired car dealer from the Fayette County town of Elgin is still a Legionnaire more than 50 years later, sponsoring youth activities, presenting scholarship checks, advocating for veterans. Torkelson says membership in the Legion over the decades has helped fill a void he felt after being discharged.
I got sent to Germany during the Korean War when it was at the height of really, really big problems in Korea. And I think I came home with a feeling that I had not really done my part. And I felt through the American Legion I could continue to serve my country and with the things here at home. And I think that's probably part of the reason why I've been active all my life.
Torkelson represents an older generation of military veterans, those from the Vietnam era and before, whose aging frames make up the backbone of service organizations such as the American Legion, the VFW, and AMVETS. But if these groups are to remain vital in years to come, they need to attract young men and women, including 23-year-old Adam Connell. This Navy veteran, who served aboard the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower during the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, is now a freshman at the University of Iowa. While he's deeply involved with the Student Veterans of America chapter on campus, currently serving as its secretary, he has no intention of joining the more established veterans organizations anytime soon.
I'm not even very well educated in any of them, just because I know that that's not really something. I'm not really looking for that sort of support right now because I've already got more support that is directed more towards, you know, my age group and my needs.
It's attitudes like this that have the top brass of military service organizations worried and stepping up their recruitment efforts. Current membership in the American Legion in Iowa, as reported on its website, is only slightly off from last year, down fewer than 100 people at just under 56,000 members. But more telling, this number is about half of what it was during the peak years of membership when nearly 106,000 veterans belonged to the American Legion in Iowa. The survival of some of the smaller posts is threatened. The chapter in the Washington County town of Brighton has no current members. It once had 113. The adjutant for the state's American Legion is John Derner. He served during Desert Storm and is, therefore, one of the younger members in the organization. He says other civic groups, like the Rotary and Lions Club, are searching for members, too.
Our biggest challenge is we need to continue to recruit members so that we can continue our programs and continue our policies. And the biggest thing is we're always competing for other people's time, because that's really what we're asking for is their time to commit to the organization, and all organizations face those same challenges.
Membership in the VFW in Iowa is off about 1,000 from a year ago. There are about 400 fewer members of AMVETS, according to the latest figures from 2010. These organizations have always reached out to the entire families of veterans. They continue to sponsor auxiliary groups for women and, in some cases, for children. Three sociologists at Iowa State University have collaborated on a paper looking into the economic and cultural impacts of veterans living in rural Iowa. They say veterans groups there remain vibrant threads in the social fabric of small-town life. ISU doctoral student Richard Stockner co-wrote the study. He's a retired sergeant major with the Iowa National Guard. He says many places couldn't operate without the leaders of military organizations.
I'll bet you right now, these individuals, or many of them who are in officer positions with AMVETS or the American Legion or the VFW, there's a good chance that they're the mayor or they're on the city council. This just permeates the entire culture of these small communities.
Stockner and his colleagues found that in 17 rural Iowa counties, more than 6% of the overall population belong to vets groups. One VFW post that's bucking the national trend toward fewer members can be found in the northeast Iowa town of Postville. Post 12083 is a recent one, started just 3 years ago. It has a growing membership, increasing by more than 38% over the past year, from 39 to 54 members. The Post's former commander, Navy veteran and retired farmer Jim Clocky, says loosening the membership requirements has helped recruitment.
Well, we do a lot of little things. We have a big Christmas program, and Memorial Day we have a big deal. We have some barbecues, you know, and open to the public. We not just have to be veterans. Try and get the public more involved. I think that's one thing that helped us a lot.
But the 75-year-old Clocky is still concerned the VFW in Postville is made up of far too many older members. That's why when the son of a current member of the Postville group returns from Iraq, he can expect to be strongly recruited to join his hometown Veterans of Foreign Wars chapter. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.